Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Sintang farmers encouraged to join organized farming groups. Stay with us to hear more on today's program and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Residents of Port Moria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 29, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Port Moria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 29, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Port Moria Police Station in St. Mary.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is encouraging farmers in Sintang to become part of an organization to increase their production. Speaking at a recent meeting for members of the Civil Benevolent Society Production and Marketing Organization, PMO, in the parish, Mr. Hutchinson said membership in organized groups contributed to a more structured agriculture sector. He says between 2008 and 2011, production of every crop increased by a minimum of 30% and attributed the increase in production to the operations of PMOs, through which funds were channeled to farmers. Mr. Hutchinson is also lauding the work of the Civil Benevolent Society PMO to boost agriculture in Sintang.
I've heard about this organization for quite some time. I've heard the good work that has been done here, and it seems like the parish of St. Anne, although not the breadbasket, I see that St. Anne has the potential of challenging St. Elizabeth.
The Seville Farmers Benevolent Society was formed in August 2015 with 35 members through the Government of Jamaica Adaptation Fund. The group was forged with the aim of forming partnerships with local and international partners to improve food production and the lives of the farmers. The society achieved legal status as a registered group by the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies in October 2015, and its membership currently stands at 125 farmers from the Seville, Farmers Heights, Summerhill, Freehill, and Draxhall communities. Now for a management tip for the frosty podrot cocoa disease. The Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Unit is encouraging cocoa growers to not attempt the management of the crop on their own. However, continuous inspection of fields is critical to controlling and eradicating the disease. Bags will be provided for proper disposal and teams will be dispatched to the farms to collect and dispose the pods. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. Message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Cause parrot mate naizemsia imwanyam banana. Translation, because the parrot makes a noise, they say that he is the only one that ate the banana. And this means more than one person may be involved in a crime, but the one who talks too much gets caught. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.